Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City will reportedly sit down with Kevin De Bruyne and discuss a contract extension once the 2019-20 campaign is over. De Bruyne admitted earlier this week he would consider his future at City, that if the Premier League outfit were forced to serve their two-year ban in the Champions League. City insist they have done nothing wrong and are hugely confident the Court of Arbitration for Sport will overturn UEFA's decision to hand them a two-year competition ban. De Bruyne still has 3 years left to run on his current City deal and is happy at the club, but sensationally opened the door to potential exit in the future. Moving on, and Gabriel Jesus believes he was playing some of the best football of his career just before the coronavirus pandemic shut down the game. The City striker has been battling club legend Sergio Aguero for a regular starting position since he moved to the Etihad 3 years ago. Jesus was a surprise starter ahead of Aguero in the Champions League clash with Real Madrid, and he scored the equaliser in the 2-1 victory as City produced arguably their best ever result in the competition. And speaking on his form, Jesus said, "I think I've had a good streak, good minutes on the pitch. I started in some important matches, such as against Real Madrid in the Champions League. It helps any player to perform better, play more, be happy. I think I had one of the best moments for City before the break." And finally, ex-Sunderland forward Asamoah Gyan has revealed that playing through injury at the 2008 African Cup of Nations caused his transfer to City to collapse. At the time, Gyan featured for Serie A side Udinese, scoring 3 goals in 13 appearances during his final season in Italy. Gyan was selected in the Ghana squad, but the Black Stars underperformed on home soil, with the forward scoring just once, a penalty in the opening group game. The forward revealed that he played through injury to represent his country, which saw him sidelined for 5 months after the tournament was over, and Gyan regrets his decision as he claims it scuppered a transfer to Manchester City. That's all for now, we'll have more later.